Hey, entrepreneurs and website owners. If you're ready to take your online presence to the next level, you need a reliable web host. And that's where HostGator comes in. HostGator is your one-stop solution for easy, affordable, and powerful web hosting. Whether you're launching a blog, an online store, or anything in between, HostGator's got you covered. Don't miss out on creating the website you've always wanted. Visit stigmasandopenwounds.com/HostGator today and let your online journey begin.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Eric.
All right, let's see if we can do this with my voice. We did a little ghost hunting last night, so I'm a little bit hoarse.
Well, you're a little hoarse. What were you doing? Screaming at the ghost?
Nah.
She did.
I did get one to be quiet.
She was pretty rude to one of them.
Yeah. He was rude first. What can I say? I don't know. Sorry. So, do you want to talk about what we're going to talk about today, Eric? Do you want to inform them?
I guess we're talking about, which is kind of funny because I feel like at the end of last season, we were kind of in the same boat. But
yeah.
But like we've reconfirmed and reiterated it even further now.
Yeah.
So
it's even better now.
Yeah. We've taken our initial plans of kind of expanding Stigmas and Open Wounds out to beyond just the stigmas and things of mental illness, but, you know, more to just our daily lives and stuff like that. And now we're going to even take it a step further. Mm-hmm. So kind of the premise behind this is that I have this weird obsession with this show called Halt and Catch Fire.
Yes, yes. It was really fun. Eric came home one day and he goes, I was watching Halt and Catch Fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, what was it you said? Want a passion project.
Right, basically. Right? So I'm going to kind of walk through
it. Yes, you say what you said.
So, well, now I don't even know if you really know the full extent of this.
No,
so
I kind of know a little bit, but.
So I'm watching this show, and for anybody which I'm going to guess is pretty much everybody, has never seen this show.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like.
But if you have. Congrats.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say is congrats.
You've found my favorite TV show probably ever made.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so the premise of this show is it goes through like the history of computers and the internet. So mm-hmm. It's all fictional, but they start out by building the like an early PC. Then they move on to like a online gaming system. Then they moved on to like a Yahoo, an ISP. They go through all these things that you've seen the internet do, and they kind of tell the backstory of it. But they tell the story in a way where these are like people that are just passionate and they mm-hmm. just want to see the technology move forward. They don't care really about money. They don't care about mm-hmm. all these different things. And watching this show, their passion like lit a fire within me.
Right.
You know, like I want to have a project that I'm as passionate about as the things that they're building. And on top of that, I also realized that I don't want to do what they did because they went they're starting huge tech companies, so they have to go VC funding routes and stuff like that.
Right. Who wants to do that?
And that's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to find a project that I can really dedicate myself to.
But on the side.
Yeah, but not be mm-hmm. something that, you know, I'm building it for myself. I'm building it so that I know, so I can say that I did it, but not so much that I'm going to have millions and millions of users coming through.
Right. And you don't really want to lose sleep over and.
Yeah. And just, I don't want the stress of it.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. like building it is fun.
Yeah.
But scaling, getting users, making money, that's all a lot of stress.
Yeah.
That's a lot of frustration. That's a lot of work. It's a lot. It's great payoff if you can do it. But
absolutely. And that's why you want a passion project for fun.
But
maybe a side hustle, whatever. But just something that you can play around with, have fun, like put what you love into, but not have to, like you said, scale it, do all that. The garbage, the stuff that nobody really wants to do. And there might be something in it that you don't necessarily want to do because there's always something that's not great about it, you know, AKA with this, editing isn't always fun. There's little bits and pieces that aren't always fun. Mm-hmm. However, there's a lot of payoff to it.
Right. And there's a lot of creation that can be done. So,
absolutely.
So I kind of made this decision and I was like, I've been doing a lot of aggressive things with my business to kind of try and, you know, like start picking some stuff up within that. But like, I hate to say this. It's not that the passion has burned out of my business, but I'm just
it's
like...
It's not kinda, new anymore.
Right. It's kind of like the business has gotten to the point where it's kind of like, I mean, it's time for a new identity, not
right.
just continuing down that same identity path. Mm-hmm. So I come home, we have this conversation, and I tell you the very short version of that pretty much,
absolutely.
Right? And
yeah,
you look
yeah.
at me and say, well,
I go, wasn't podcasting supposed to be your passion project?
Right.
And it just wasn't, it never fulfilled into that passion.
Well,
or maybe it was, but it's not that grandiose thing.
Well, the big problem was, you're absolutely right, podcasting was always supposed to be that thing. But the thing about podcasting is that, you know, you sit down, you record a couple times a week,
mm-hmm.
you edit that, you throw it up online. That's pretty much the extent of podcasting. You know, it's not a day-to-day grind. It's not something that you can just... And mm-hmm. I shouldn't say, because it could... there are plenty
right.
of people that do that. If you do a daily podcast or something like that, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what podcasting has been for us.
Right.
And the unfortunate thing is like, I don't want to get to the point where we're doing like... I shouldn't say I don't want to get to a point where we're doing a daily show.
Right.
But if we
get it right.
If we do a daily show, it has to be low stress. Like,
yep.
you know, like I do not have to want to wake up every morning, have to be like, okay, we have to, in the next 7 hours, figure out an episode, get it recorded and get
right.
it posted.
If anything,
that's
it's like we check in and say, what are we doing today? You know, it's not like we're thinking about it. We just do it. So, but I don't want to plan an episode each day. So
right.
it's not, we want to make it a low stress thing if we do it, if we come out with something each day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we don't want this to be a huge stress thing if we come out with something on a more regular basis is
right.
the main thing.
Right. So it's kind of like, it has to be incremental,
mm-hmm.
but it has to be more also like it's got to be more beyond just recording. You know, it's got to have
right.
things that I can wake up in the morning and work on.
Yep.
And you could say, well, you can wake up every morning and work on preparing episodes, but you can only do that for so long.
Yeah,
you know,
you really can.
It's just, but what I realized was there is so much we can do with this podcast.
Yeah,
so,
there's so much more that we haven't done with this podcast yet. There's a lot more that is still genuinely us that we have not touched yet, that we haven't dug into, even though we say, if you don't know us, listen to this podcast because, or even if you think you know us, listen to this podcast because there's so many levels that you don't know about us. And that is still true. And guess what? There's still more that you don't know about us that you're going to find out now.
Right. And that's the thing is that what I want to do is I want to start building out our website. So there's a lot mm-hmm. more information on there. We may have talked about this previously on this podcast itself about building out, like, so all of our photos from all of our trips are available for anybody to see. Starting in when we were in Chile, we started doing the travel journal.
Right.
I want to get those online so anybody can read them if they want to read them. You have talked about wanting to start designing different merch for the Type Store. So
yeah,
to have
I'm
a
really
store
excited
for
that.
For merch on our website, doing a much more comprehensive dive into like each of our episodes. So like right now, there's really not a true show notes page on the website. And
right.
I want to go back through every episode we've ever done, do like a write-up on each of the episodes, including the book reviews website.
Right.
And get all that built into the website so you can go in and mm-hmm. basically pick an episode and bam, it'll have a whole write-up of what is covered in that episode
yeah.
as well as there'll be a link right there to listen to the episode if you want to listen to it. So, you know, just really taking this and making it, I mean, I want somebody, if they ever find the Stigmas and Open Wounds website that does not listen to the podcast, to think, wow,
yeah,
this is impressive.
Yeah, and I want them to kind of know what it's about when they click on it and be able to say, oh, this is what it is about, even when they don't listen to it, to say, oh, I want to listen to it. Or, you know what? No, I see what this is about. I don't want to listen to it. But hopefully they do say, I want to listen to it. Or I want to listen to episodes A, B, and C, whatever, because they can see what it's about. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have so many different episodes that they can pick and choose what episodes they want to listen to. And we are really going to have a lot of different episodes. I think what's going to be fun is we're going to start coming out with a lot more episodes, in the sense that we're going to do our every other week, but then we're going to fill in with weekly even. And then we're hopefully going to drop in a couple more just random episodes about we're going to mic us up, hopefully, when we do it for walks. Mm-hmm. And then when we go for hikes with our friends. And believe me, those are going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Because we get into – the fun thing is we get into some really deep conversations. And then because we're all ADHD – we really go off. So I'll probably have to edit some of those. But then the tangents that we go off on are fun. So I think really the conversations that you'll get from those could be really interesting. You know, and then we might even throw in some commentary on those. Mm-hmm. So, and we already have some really fun segments that we were talking to our friends about yesterday, like we might get high and have our friends drive us somewhere.
Fun and somewhere just do fun. Something silly and we'll just tell you about it or something. Yes. Like that. So there's a whole bunch of plans of things to do.
Yes.
And the idea behind it is that, first of all, you're going to get a whole lot more content. Mm-hmm. The idea behind it is to get to know us more. And I've really done a lot of thinking about, if you do this, why would anybody want to listen? And this is what I've come to. I feel like, now, understand, a lot of you are going to listen and say, why would anybody ever want to have something like this? But I think that we're very early in this concept. And I right. think what we're trying to do here is going to be the future, a big future of podcasting, is that what I've found over the last year is I have reduced the amount of podcasts I listen to down greatly. Mm-hmm. And it's also very, very hard now for me to listen to a podcast where I don't deeply resonate with the host.
Yeah.
And I think what the future of podcasting is going to be is, granted, all the podcasts are probably going to focus on a specific topic, mm-hmm. because that's how you're going to get the people in.
Right.
But the whole idea behind podcasting is going to become connecting with people that you really resonate with,
right.
where like you listen to them talk about their life and you either say that life rules and maybe I like my life better, but I would now have no problem having that life,
right?
Or something like that. Or maybe you find somebody where you're legitimately like, that's where I want to be.
Right.
And you start following them to learn everything about how they get to that point.
Right, right.
And that's what I want I'm hoping we can create through this.
Right. It's like sometimes you might just be able to hang out with us. It's like there's a feeling right. of hanging out with us. You know, you exactly. can hang out with us when we're in the woods going on hikes with our friends, or we're going on we won't be mic'd up on ghost hunts. But, you know, we'll be doing tarot or something like that. You'll understand when I say, yeah, I'm getting into the tarot cards or whatever. And to some people that sounds weird, but I'll kind of make it not weird for you and understand that it's just a thing that I do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, some of the stuff that we do, yeah, it might sound different, but then we'll demystify it and say, this isn't weird. Just like we made the whole neurodivergence not weird. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's kind of the thing that we're getting at, is that some of the stuff that we do, you know, as 40-year-old people, this isn't weird, you know, making sandcastles as 40-year-olds. This isn't weird. This is fun. This is our life. And you can follow us and say, hey, this is okay. This is fun.
And you, so, and maybe some of our listeners will even follow us to be like, okay, I'm going to follow these people to be, because that's not
that's
the way.
Fun.
No,
right,
or
that's
not that's just not the life I want to live.
Right. And that's it too. But, yes, that's exactly it.
But you by know, putting all this content out there and really getting to connect with somebody, it's kind of, I mean, for all those people that may be suffering out there thinking like, oh, I'm all alone, people don't understand mm-hmm. me, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're trying to create a community where, you know, if you connect with who we are, mm-hmm. we want you to be in our folds. We want you to be
exactly.
part of our lives because that's what we don't want you to feel alone. We don't want you to feel
right.
scared. We don't want you to feel like there's nobody else out there that understands you.
Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, we can show you that, hey, introverts can go out from time to time or we can stay in and just have as much fun. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're just kind of showing you what our life is, and we really do enjoy our life, and it's not so bad. Cause I think some people are like, wow, introverts, you guys, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're gonna show you what this is that we do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think we're going to really kind of turn this on its head. It's again, it's not going to really, it is going to be a different podcast, but we still are going to have every so often, we are going to have those core ones. We will every so often bring in those core episodes that talk about some core values. We are going to have our friends on to talk about what's called the Neanderthal gene that brings in what really does in the head. It's an incredible gene, I'll just tell you that. So we really are going to talk about some of the core, I'll just call it the core values, I guess we can say, some of the core things that we still talk about, but then we are going to broaden it and talk about some of these, I can say wild things, I guess, that we're suddenly talking about. So we really just are going to broaden it again, even more. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I think for us, it's just going to be even more fun, and maybe for you guys, because you'll have more content, just might be fun, and you can pick and choose if you want to listen to it all, if you don't want to listen to it all.
Yeah, and there may be some segments that you just think are silly or stupid.
Yeah, exactly. You might think it's silly.
That's fine, but I guess what we're hoping out of all of this is that everybody can pick a little piece that resonates with them, and hopefully it'll make their life a little bit better. And understand that, for instance, me and Tracy have gone down this rabbit hole of watching like mountain biking on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's been so much fun.
And it's great. But the point is that when you watch this stuff on YouTube, it's like, this isn't something that you can go out and do.
No.
Because I mean, the people that are doing this crap they've been practicing this for years, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. But most of the things that we're going to show videos of is just simple things you can do to your life. So if something resonates with you, it is a simple tactic that you can implement in your own life to make your life better. At least that's what we're hoping to come from it. And we did do a review on a book, if anybody mm-hmm. listened to that podcast, about NLP.
Yes.
Which is neuro-linguistic programming. And a big part of, there's a segment of neuro-linguistic programming that's called modeling. And what modeling is that it takes the concept of, if there's somebody in your life that you want to be like, you know, you can't go to them and tell and say, how do I do this?
Right.
Because they're miles and miles and miles ahead of you in that thing.
Absolutely.
So it's impossible for them to explain how
right.
to do this thing for you, because you have to start back where they started how many years ago when they started
right.
doing this thing. So modeling and neurolinguistics programming is looking at that person and just living your life like them, mm-hmm. sort of, and replicating a lot of different small things they do, because as you replicate those things, you're kind of veering yourself into a trajectory where you can get to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, this podcast could be a huge neurolinguistic programming.
Right.
If you like the way the things we're doing and the life we have,
right?
All you have to do is follow what we're doing and start implementing little things into your life.
Alternatively, the opposite, because we don't want to say that we're so great that you want to be like
us.
And if
you want to use it in the polar opposite, all we want is positive results.
Yeah.
So if you want your life to be the exact opposite of what we have, then by all means, just look at it and do the exact opposite, you know?
Yeah, so.
So that's kind of the plan, probably, right? I mean, within the next 30 days, you'll probably start seeing more content.
Yeah, we just want to, it's going to take us a little bit to get some stuff. We're starting to get a little bit more content, but it's going to take a little bit of time to start getting some of this
and scaling it up and stuff like that. But very soon you'll start seeing probably additional segments and things like that added into the feed. A lot of the website changes we'll upgrade. We'll let everybody know on podcast as they're implemented, but I have limited time because I do still have a business to run.
Right.
And to do all these things, and I am by no means like a web design expert. Yeah. So a lot of this is like, I got to sit down and figure out how to do it, which is fine because that's part of what I'm looking for is to be engrossed in a challenging project that, teaches me things and stuff like that. So I'm totally cool with that, but you just got to give me time to get it done because it is going, some of these projects are going to be a lot of work. I mean, just think about it. We have no written up post about each of our episodes other than the short description that you see in the show notes currently. So to do a full write up of 100 and some, well, I don't think we're quite at 100 episodes, but even still like 60, 70 episodes, that's going to take some time.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but we will be updating everybody as we go along on what projects are coming along, which ones we're struggling with. You know, maybe we'll, in core episodes, maybe we'll just do a little 10-minute thing at the end of saying, where are we with all these different
projects? Yeah, we'll try to keep you updated with everything. And really, if there's something that you want that we haven't done, just email us, stigmasoreopenwounds@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You know, ideas are always welcome. We can't guarantee that we'll do it, but my goodness, there might be something that we haven't thought about that we might be like, shoot,
that would
how
be
do
cool.
we not think about that? So email us.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We have ideas, but, you know, I don't know that we're set in stone on it. I think there's a certain amount of aspects of things that I know I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you have a certain amount of aspects of things that you want to do. But I don't think that we're filled up in all the things
we
could potentially
do. No, I don't think we're fully filled up. I mean, you guys should see our book, like our to-do book and everything. We're scribbled and it's fun. I've been carrying it around lately. It's fun. It's like when we just started this. There's like a new refreshment. It's great. It really is. So I love it. It's just like we started over in a good way. It's like, again, like I kind of said, like it's refreshing in the sense that, like I'm seeing with new eyes and I'm just seeing it again. So, it's always good to look at a project with new eyes again, whether it's, this is a big overhaul.
Yeah.
So if you're doing something, you don't need to do anything with this big of an overhaul, but always look at a project and say, am I doing everything that I want to do?
Right.
Really?
And I think that this podcast is really, it started out as a very simple idea and has morphed and morphed.
It kept morphing.
And I mean, I guess I will look at it from the perspective of if you're out there and you've been listening since the beginning and you like the format of it better in the beginning, I apologize because I think that we've made these adjustments because this is what we want, you know, and it's a lot more enjoyable for us to talk about us than it is to just talk about specific issues that we deal with in life. So,
which again, we still will be. However, we're going to be talking about everything.
And so the big thing too is that if you're kind of on the fence, like, well, you're kind of going away from what, you know, helping people with neurodivergency and stuff like that. And on the surface, it might seem that way.
But
again,
I go back to the
fact that we are showing you how we live our lives, and our lives are filled with neurodivergency between both of us.
Yeah,
we're so by learning how we live our lives, it should help you
Exactly.
To figure out how to manage your same issues.
Exactly. Because you know? I'm realizing more and more that it's not holding me back. I can still deal with things. So, and I think we'll be talking about that. The more we do things, we'll be like, well, this wasn't it either got in my way or it didn't. So it's still going to be there. Mm-hmm. We'll still talk about it. So it's not going to go away. It's mm-hmm. in the title.
Right. And we'll still talk about it. And everything else that we talk about, even the fun and silly things we do, mm-hmm. that's all something that can help you with neurodivergence.
Yeah.
I mean,
our friends that are going to be on the podcast, they have ADHD. So they're we're full of it. It's
right. It's everywhere. And just by acknowledging, it goes back to that modeling concept where just by looking at how other people are dealing with something, you can learn how to deal with it yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what these other segments are going to be about. It's just surrounding you with positivity. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to talk to you about the things that make us miserable in life, which, to be fair, I don't think I have that many things that make me miserable.
I don't either. I mean, you learn. It is pretty much what it ends up.
Right. So all of this stuff is tailored to be positivity.
Right.
So, and you don't have to like all of it, but you might pick something up and adopt it into your life, and you might find out, like, wow, this makes this thing a lot easier, mm-hmm. you know? So.
Yeah. And we'll talk about, you know, I had this bad thing and then this is how I turned it or whatever. So we'll talk about all that. So. And if you are somebody who's listened from the beginning and you're continuing to listen, thank you. Thank you very much. So that is wonderful. Thank you for your continued support, because that's a long time and we really appreciate it.
And I think it's also important to say that if you are a listener out there and you don't have a neurodivergency, either way, I fully think everything that we're going to talk about,
it'll still work.
It still will benefit you greatly. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that we are two people that really enjoy our lives, and I don't think that the way we live our lives, I don't think it's, we're happy because we live our lives this way and we're neurodivergent.
No.
It's just because we live
it's
our lives
because of how
this
we
way.
Choose to
live
to,
our life. Yeah. We have found
our happiness factor,
yeah,
I guess you could
the
say.
The path to our happiness. And so. And that's what we're hoping will come of this, is that by showing everybody that some people will look at it and say, that's stupid, but other people might look at it and say, you know, that doesn't sound like a half bad life. Why don't I start modeling some of that? And so, I think I don't really have much other to say about that.
No, I think we've pretty much covered what we wanted to say. And just keep your eyes out for some of the changes. Some things will be coming faster than others. Just got to be patient.
I think the number one thing to look up out for most immediately is the content, because that's a big push. Is we're going to really try to start upping the content.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we might get to the point, I don't know when this will happen, but my goal is to get our core content to a weekly podcast.
Yeah, that's kind of my goal too. It seems like we're recording faster than anything, and that seems like the easiest thing for us right now.
And we just got to figure out if we can get enough topic ideas and things like that, that they just keep coming in so we never have to worry about it.
Absolutely.
Switch to a weekly format. Once we're at that weekly format, well, you'll probably start seeing additional content even sooner than the weekly format, because one of our targets is to start doing reviews of TV shows, movies, things like that we really enjoy. And that we can start at any point in time, because there's countless TV shows that we've mm-hmm. watched 4 to 5 times because we like them so much.
Because we're neurodivergent. So, that's what we do.
Yeah. So you'll probably start seeing that even before the weekly content. But the weekly content is a big focus that we'd like to get to.
Right.
And then hopefully as the weeks go by, you might start seeing some of these changes come through for the website.
Absolutely.
So and my big, hairy, audacious goal is to get us a mobile app at one point in time. So
yeah, that would be fun.
So you can have the Stigmas and Open Wounds app on your phone. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
We'll see if I can get it there, but hopefully.
Eventually. You know. Yeah.
So,
you know, we've got some goals. So hopefully we'll get there for you guys. But, you know, so that's where we're heading, and we'll see what we can get. So, yeah. But if that's all if you don't have anything else, Eric, and I don't have anything else.
Just give us feedback if you.
Yeah. Feedback.
What you feel about all this, you know.
Yeah. And that feedback can be sent to stigmasandopenwounds@gmail.com.
Yeah. And definitely if you have any ideas of things that you would like us to talk about or, you know, shed light into of anything that we do, we are open to it. Because, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we have the things that we think are important, but maybe there's things
we're not simple, the listeners.
And maybe there's simple things that we just take for granted because we've done it for so long.
Right, right.
That we just overlook that as a thing.
Absolutely.
Well, one example of this, sorry, we should probably wrap this up, but one more off the
cusp. This is what we do, Eric.
Yeah, off the cusp things is that I'm reading this book about productivity right now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really funny because a huge chapter of this book is what they call getting your email to zero.
Oh God, that is literally on my to-do list. If I'm like in a bad zone, my to-do or my email goes up. If I'm good, my email is zero.
And see, I it's so funny to me because like I'm like, God, this chapter is freaking long. I ended up like inevitably skipping the chapter because I'm an email.
Because you're good.
I've always been an email to zero guy.
I know you're good. And I love it when my email's at zero.
It's funny because when I think about it, I'm like, why would you not be an email to zero person?
Oh, I know, because I love it when my email's at zero. But if I'm like in a bad, like I don't know, and more depressed, whatever, it's horrible.
Yeah, and
it's so weird. You can tell when I'm bad.
I don't find it hard. I just do it every time I check my email. And it's
and I just ignore it, and it just piles up. It's so weird.
Right, and it's a huge problem because, I mean, most I people I talk to have like 2,000, 4,000 unread emails in their
inbox. I know, it's daunting.
And believe me, don't get me wrong, like if I had 4,000 unread emails,
well, then
it would be difficult. But
right.
But I mean, other than that, I think it's just so simple. And so that's an example of a thing where,
right,
I mean, that might be a skill that I have that I overlook because it's just what I do, and I would think everybody else would do it, but right, apparently not a lot of other people.
Absolutely.
Do it.
So keep that skill because otherwise it's a daunting thing.
So if you hear us talking about something and you're like, how do they do that?
Right.
And we never do anything with it, it's probably because we don't even realize it's a skill that other people lack.
Right.
You know?
And I think so, because I'm sure that there's things that you and I do that other people don't do or whatever, because you and I just maybe have dealt with it together.
Or so, yeah. It's just the way people are wired, you know? Like, something in my life happened that made me keep my email at zero.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but, and then everybody else just doesn't. And maybe I'm blessed because, you know, I don't know. I don't even know why I would be blessed to, but it's just always, I've never had emails in my mailbox.
Cause if I ever get it up, I hate it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Yeah, if there is something, really do write us because there might be something that we are taking for granted.
Yeah.
So no joke. Really do. So, but again, that email, stigmasandopenwounds@gmail.com, and our website, stigmasandopenwounds.com. Mm-hmm. And we will see you in 2 weeks. Pretty soon, that number's going to change.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you. We'll be right back.